Hello and welcome to the Geek Battle Gaming YouTube channel. Today we will be reviewing the Callisto Protocol. Is this a horror classic or is it something that's too scary to be played? Let's find out. If you like horror games similar to Resident Evil 4 or especially Dead Space, you'll find a lot to like in the Callisto Protocol. The game is from one of the co-creators of Dead Space and also has several of the same team that made that classic survival horror game on board with this game in its creation. The game sees you play as Jacob, a spaceship co-pilot who finds himself in a prison cell on Callisto, which is a moon of the planet Jupiter. With an implant put into the back of his neck that seems to be giving Jacob strange visions, the game doesn't take too long before launching you into some zombie survival action. After waking up in your prison cell, you find that the prison has been overrun with some kind of virus, which is turning all of the inmates and prison guards into wild, fast-running zombies. These are zombies of the Dawn of the Dead remake / 28 Days Later running variety, kind of like the Crimson Heads in Resident Evil remake, and they come at you relentlessly. You spend the game on a mission to escape the moon and uncover what is causing everyone to become savage mutants. The story is okay, although even though I've played the game all the way through twice, I did find that I wasn't super clear on everything that was happening. It doesn't quite make sense to me that between Jacob being put in his cell and him waking up from a nightmare, that the prison would have been completely overrun the way it is shown to be in the game. Sure, I get that the developers wanted everywhere to look atmospheric and creepy, but the space dome on Callisto looks like it's been overrun and been dilapidated more than the post-apocalyptic world of The Last of Us. There is a lot I liked about this game. The acting is good and I found the atmosphere creepy and that the jump scares got me more than once. The detail on the graphics are some of the best I've seen in recent memory and the lighting and level design really does make for an enjoyable horror experience. The game is very like Dead Space, even down to the health meter being situated on the back of the neck of your character. I always liked this in Dead Space as it meant you would always know how your health is doing without the need to go into a menu like you would in Resident Evil or something like Silent Hill. It also shows you a meter for the Power Glove which you have, which is basically like the Nintendo Power Glove of the 1980s, and it allows you to have Darth Vader-like force powers to be able to pick up and throw enemies and objects. The combat in the game is perhaps the area I'm least happy with, though. You'll primarily be using melee weapons to be able to fight off the zombies, and the way the combat works, it just doesn't quite feel like you're in control. It's hard to describe, but I'll give it a go. When you swing your baton that you have in the game, you hit enemies and you find that it launches into a sequence where you can do a combination of 4 or 5 hits in a row. To me, this almost feels automatic, like a QuickTime event. Along with the way that you can suddenly pull out a gun and it will flash up on the screen and you just press a button to shoot the enemy, and it doesn't really feel like you're aiming the enemy, it's just something you have to do to continue the chain of attacks with your baton. You can also dodge enemy attacks by holding the thumbstick left, right or down. This just feels like I'm in some sort of rhythm game or it's a bit like Space Ace or one of these QTE-based games. When you press the button to fire your gun in the middle of the melee attack, it just feels like if you don't have enough ammo, the chain will be broken and more likely than not you'll be hit. It's just something about this combat in the game which doesn't really feel like you're in full control. Like, even when you're in a string of attacks on one of the baddies in the game, none of the other zombies attack you. And it's like, well, it's just because you're basically in a cutscene. They can't attack or grab you from behind. Fortunately, the more you play, the better the combat does become. The game does allow you to throw enemies with your force powers into environmental traps such as spiked walls and rotating fans. You only have limited use of the force powers before you will need to recharge them, but this does feel like you're more in control of things. The game also features that you can pick up money, Callisto credits as they call them, and can pick up machine parts which you can sell to be able to buy new weapons and upgrades. This feels very similar to the system found in Resident Evil 4, 5 and 8, although truthfully it's not quite as satisfying. This does let you power up your weapons, but doesn't really come into its own until you start a new game plus, which allows you to play through the game again with all of your weapons and upgrades at the same level as they were when you finished the game before. Now, on my second playthrough, I found that you couldn't access the weapons from the previous playthrough until around 30 to 40 minutes into the game. And it was a pain that you didn't seem to be able to skip the cutscenes. This meant that it kind of dragged on before I could get back to my weapons and really feel that I'd got some strength in the game. It does make the prospect of just speed running through the game a little less possible. Whilst I certainly felt a lot more confident with my upgraded weapons on playthrough number 2, I didn't feel significantly more overpowered compared to my first run through. You can continue to upgrade weapons on your second playthrough though, but as the game progresses, it felt like the tougher enemies were evening the odds against me rather than it feeling like I was becoming invincible against them with my further upgrades. It does seem like 3 playthroughs would probably be what is needed to fully upgrade everything, but I'm not sure that I'm in a rush to play through a third time having just finished 2 in a row. Another thought I have on the game is that I wish there had been a little more variety in terms of enemy types and locations. You're on an alien world, although for a lot of the game, it would just feel like you're in any sci-fi set space station or prison setting. There is one point where you reach the edge of the dome of the moon base, and you see the sky above you has Jupiter looking huge and impressive in the sky. I wish more of the game had let you see more of this, and it let you also see other aspects of the surface of Callisto. You do get a short section set outside, and it's basically set in a snowstorm, and you do go through an area which is like a town where people on Callisto would stay. These both feel a little bit lacking in imagination, with the town area in particular feeling just like no one had ever really lived there. The enemies in the game are mostly fleshy looking mutant zombie dudes. You do get one which is like a head that spawns out of a pod with a huge long extending neck, and you do get one that can crawl up walls like a giant bug-like thing, but after a while most enemies do feel very similar and attack in the same way. There's literally only 2 bosses in the game. There is a 2-headed monster called a 2-head, and after the first fight with one of these, which feels like a true boss fight, you do get another 2 times where you fight more of these creatures in the exact same way. The final boss fight is a challenge, and I'll avoid giving spoilers here for things that relate to the story, but I will note that the game kind of ambushes you with the final boss, and it feels quite unfair. You have a couple of encounters with the final boss before it is the true final form, and when you do, you have this encounter, you'll find that the game auto-saves and you won't have an opportunity to load up the game from just before you met the boss. So if you haven't had a chance to reload all of your weapons or make sure you've got full energy, then you're kind of stuck. In the final boss's non-final form, I discovered that there is a certain pattern the fight can take where the boss will never actually be able to kill you, but will obliterate your health down to as low as it can possibly go. This again feels a little unfair as the game is very mean in that you don't really have any opportunity to use health items or reload or change weapons when against the final boss. It's this in particular that makes some of the upgrades you get in the game feel a bit meaningless. I mean, so what if you can upgrade your power glove if you're fighting a boss character that it has no effect on? Overall, I do think the game is really good, and if you love Dead Space and Resident Evil, then there is a lot to like here. The combat is the area which I feel could have been a bit better, although it does improve as the game goes on. The graphics are great and the atmosphere is creepy, so I'm sure this will please anyone seeking to scratch that horror itch. So there we had the Callisto Protocol. I definitely would think you should check it out if you enjoy horror games. And until next time, make sure you smash that subscribe button on www.youtube.com/@geekbattlegaming. Till next time, ciao for now.